everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Keys to Feminine Power, Awakening the Three Power Bases of the Co-Creative Feminine. My name is Claire Zamet.
And I'm Catherine Woodward Thomas, and we want to welcome you to the call today. We are so thrilled to have you here with us. And for those of you who do not yet know us, we are the co-creators of the Feminine Power Transformative Courses for Women, and we teach women all over the globe in our online courses and advanced trainings and coaching certifications. And we have both been students and teachers of transformation for well over 30 years between us. And we've been pioneering this work on feminine power since we joined forces about 7 or maybe close to 8 years ago at this point. And at that point, when we first met, I had just launched my first book, Calling in the One into the World. And Calling in the One offers a spiritual approach to finding love, and it had become a national bestseller very quickly, which was kind of shocking and thrilling to me. I'd never written anything before. And when I met Claire, she was working on her doctorate in a leading-edge transformative learning program, and she'd been developing her own work to launch into the world for many years. So when we first met, we just almost instantly felt called to begin collaborating together and almost immediately began to develop the feminine power work in collaboration. So we both recognized that something really big was happening, just for us personally, but really for all of the women in our community. And we wanted to find out what it was and be of service to the emergence of this yearning towards the feminine that so many of us are feeling. And we intuitively sensed that we could have a greater impact if we decided to work together than we would if we were each off, you know, by ourselves working in isolation. And we've since discovered that this is actually one of the core principles of feminine power, that we cannot become ourselves by ourselves, and that we actually need partners in every area of our lives in order to realize our potentials. So we each took a leap of faith to follow that calling, and what has happened as a result has radically changed our own lives in the most significant of ways. And I think both of us have the experience of having just leapfrogged into living the highest possibilities of our lives across the board in pretty much every area. And yet the truth is that even more rewarding to both of us is that it's given us the privilege and the opportunity to have a very wonderful and powerful impact on thousands of women throughout the world, and for that we are unbelievably grateful.
And, you know, I think so many of us right now sense that we are both at a turning point in our lives personally, that we don't have any more time to waste. We feel ourselves kind of 10 months pregnant with these creative potentials for our relationships, for our creative expression, for our participation in something that's calling us, you know, ultimately, in the biggest sense, the potential for our future and our world. And, you know, Catherine, it's great to hear you speak about the early days of our relationship, because what really bonded the two of us was a shared passion to really crack the code, so to speak, for transformation, and what was going to give us access to the deepest and most embodied experiences of change and transformation and allow our potentials and our creativity to flourish, because we too were living in this experience of there being a gap between the potential for who we were and our ability to realize it. And we saw that happening for all the women in our community who, in spite of years of personal and spiritual growth, were still having this experience. And we began teaching at our center in Los Angeles groups of about 20 or 30 women, and they began to bring their friends together, and pretty soon we began to outgrow that space, and we offered larger workshops at different venues that we would hire, and other women would then from different countries and different parts of the world who couldn't travel to our events were asking us to make it available online for them. And really since that time, we've gone on to have over 100,000 women participate in our free events, and over 5,000 women have joined us for our online course in the last couple of years. And I think what's really been striking to us is that from, you know, every country or every economic group or ethnicity, from mothers, women who are single, women who are divorced, daughters, grandmothers, sisters, something is happening across the board for us as women that we cannot ignore, that's so significant and important that we're feeling the impulse to awaken the power to consciously evolve, to self-express, to create the future of our lives, and really ultimately the future of our world.
I really feel inspired listening to you speak about this, Claire, because you're naming this sense that so many of us are having, that something really big is waking up for us collectively. I mean, I think that most of us really do sense that we are at a turning point. We sense it personally for our own lives, but we also sense it for our world. And we also know that if you're like most women, that you're probably feeling a little disoriented or even overwhelmed by this kind of call to something greater, to midwife something new into the world, something that's never before been, right? Maybe a little uncertain about the actual steps that you would need to take to realize this calling on your life that you might be feeling compelled towards. So in spite of having so much to feel good about in our lives, so much to feel proud about, I mean, we've had amazing accomplishments, each and every one of us here. We know that those of you who are with us at this moment, that you've had many years of development. You know, you've been investing in your personal development, in your spiritual development, in your professional development. And yet, ironically, in spite of all of these leaps and bounds that we have made collectively over the past 50 years, the studies are coming out indicating that we've also never been as unhappy as we are right now. Now, when we began to discover this in our own work with women over the years, we became really curious about this phenomenon because you would expect it to be the opposite. But we began to see that the very covert ways that this really, this underlying anxiety or unhappiness expresses for most of us. So we're going to kind of read through a little list here of what you might be feeling right now. If you may or you may not identify, but you know, we understand that you're here because you're a woman who is seeking, you're a woman of substance, you've created many caring, beautiful things, that you've contributed beauty to your communities and to our world, and yet that you might still be experiencing kind of a confusing gap between these possibilities that you can sense for your life and the actual lived experience of your day-to-day existence. You know, and even maybe what you've been able to manifest up to this point. You know, so much is happening for us. We're really at a time where we've been investing so much in our own development, in our own growth, in our own success professionally. We may have even created very wonderful families or expanded alternative families. We might have amazing friends. And yet, really what's happening for so many of us is there's this almost unnameable yearning for something almost intangible, this kind of elusive more. And it's something deeper that we can't quite put our finger on. But and for many of us, it's occurring like a restlessness. And it might even be occurring for you like a low-grade fever of depression or anxiety that's kind of in the background a lot of the time. So we just want to start our conversation today by presencing what's happening for us collectively, because a lot of us think that this is personal, but there's something that's waking up for all of us, and it's really occurring in this kind of, you know, cluster of symptoms. So we want to just invite you to just see where you fall on this cluster of symptoms. So you might be feeling somewhat anxious or depressed in spite of being very conscious and very committed, a very caring woman who's been working on yourself for a very long time. You might be finding yourself overgiving and overdoing, very often depleted by the many demands that are placed upon you in the course of your day. And in spite of your best efforts to create a balanced life, you might be longing for a deeper and more authentic connection with other people in spite of many years of working to better your relationships. You might be yearning for an intimate partner who matches your passion for life, because you're equal in every way, someone who really, really shares your values and your vision to help create a better world. Or you might be feeling somewhat alone and under-supported to bring forth the fullness of the contribution that you feel you have to make in spite of, you know, having wonderful people, maybe good friends, people in your life who really love you and are cheerleading you. You might be feeling pulled to express your gifts and talents in ways that are going to make a difference, but you really have no idea how to actually realize these deeper potentials, how to get those gifts and talents out into the world in a way that's going to be meaningful. You might be feeling called to begin creating a new project or a new career that's more about service and contribution, and yet you might not be sure of what it will look like, and you're certainly not even sure how you're going to support yourself in the meantime. Or you might be feeling this disturbed, like very disturbed feeling chronically in the background of your life about the state of our world, and yet be kind of confused, overwhelmed, or feeling kind of powerless to bring about the radical course correct that we all know is needed. So if you're having any of these experiences or these yearnings, the good news is that you're really not alone. You know, we do think that these experiences are personal to us, but the truth is that most conscious awakening women that we know are actually having these experiences.
And that was our experience when we first began developing this teaching on feminine power. The big question we asked ourselves and the women in our community was, why is it, in spite of all of our accomplishment, in spite of our years of personal and spiritual growth, we haven't been able to access the power that we need to realize these potentials that we sense are inside of us, to create a life that would truly express and reflect who we are and why we came here in the biggest way? And it's interesting, when we look at it, we see that the reason that we tell ourselves we haven't been able to bridge this gap up until now is somehow inside of the idea that power is outside of us. We don't have enough time, we don't have enough money, we don't have enough support, we don't have enough education, and you know, we're kind of busy with, you know, with the demands of modern day life. We've been kind of trying to straddle the fence in making things work. But the truth is, when we look at it more deeply, what we've discovered is that the reason we haven't been able to bridge the gap is that we haven't been able to access the kind of power that we need to create the things that we most yearn for as women. So the fact that we're still struggling to have relationships that mirror back to us the truth about our own value, to access the kind of support that we intuitively know that we need to unleash our higher creativity, to be able to impact the world in a bigger way, it's not a personal failure. We want to invite all of us together right now just to imagine we're stepping up, flying above the earth, and looking back at our journey collectively as women over the last 50 years, because it really gives us access to understanding what's happening in this collective experience for us right now. And if you see what happened, the awakening in women in the 1960s, you know, we women woke up to an impulse to want to participate in the world. In the first place that women needed to go was to level the playing field between men and women and really master the power structure. The power structure was defined at the time. And the version of power that we have really been taking on and mastering as women is a masculine version of power. Now, it's interesting, when you look up the word power in the dictionary, the way that we think about power, we orient to power in our culture, it's defined as to be able to do, to act, to accomplish, to will, command, and control over others. If you think about it, this power system that we've been mastering really personally has been given us enormous advances. We've become autonomous. We've become educated. We're able to make a lot happen. And if you look collectively, our world, the masculine power system, has given us the extraordinary blessings, the miracles of science, the marvels of industry. We have a standard of living and kind of freedom just beyond the wildest dreams of our grandmothers. So, you know, it really was brilliant strategy for us to take on mastering this masculine power system some 50 years ago and level this playing field. And even though we have a long way to go on a global scale, you know, women in the Western developed world really enjoy privilege, freedom, access to power and possibility. beyond the wildest dreams of any other generation of women in our human history. But it's not a finish line, right? So this is really actually, in all the work that we've done, we're at a new starting point where we can begin to ask the question, what are my highest potentials? What are my greatest contributions? What kind of relationship do I want to have? How do I want to contribute to the world? So these yearnings that are waking up inside of us are actually really new problems as a result of the success that we've been able to generate at this earlier stage of our growth. So when you look at what's missing from your life or from our world, the things that we're yearning now to create, such as love, intimacy, connection, belonging, creativity, expression, aliveness, meaning, contribution, a sense of deep purpose, participating in creating a brighter future for generations to come, these yearnings that we're now holding are not something that we can create sourced in a masculine power system that's based on control, analysis, and logical and linear thinking. All right, so you can't make true love happen with a strategic plan. You can't make the fulfillment of the expression of your creative potentials in the world and impacting others. You can't create a step-by-step plan to do that. If you want to build a house, if you want to get a college degree, if you want to achieve a lot of goals, having a step-by-step linear logical power system is the way to go. But here's really the most profound shift for us to see, that to create the things that we yearn for as women, we're going to need to cultivate another power system. And that's really what we're going to be teaching you how to do today. And we've discovered in our work over the last 7 years with thousands of people and in applying this to our own lives, that there are really three sources of this new co-creative feminine power, the power to create those things that can't be controlled by force, but really activated through what we call the power of relationship. So the three power bases we're going to cover in the next hour together. The first power base, which is really how you can access the power to evolve beyond those personal patterns that have been your own inner glass ceiling to realizing your potentials in your life, in your relationships, in your own contribution getting to the world, because all of us, the barriers, largely, more than anything right now, are internal to being able to flourish and thrive in ways that would match the potential that we sense for who we are and why we're here. So Power Base 1, we're going to teach you how to have a whole new way of relating to yourself that will give you access to the power to evolve beyond these past patterns. Power Base 2, this is really the power to be able to co-create the future and realize your destiny, which is the greatest possibility of who you are in service to the flourishing and evolution of life. So, every one of us in our clearest moment senses that there's a higher purpose and calling and destiny that we're here for, and we don't necessarily know what it looks like or how to get there. And learning how to awaken your co-creative power is the key to being able to realize this larger destiny and calling. So we're going to teach you how to do that in Power Base 2. And finally, the third source of feminine power is Power Base 3, which is being able to attract and sustain and activate what we call the power of the collective field. So most of us are way too isolated and under-supported to be able to develop ourselves in the ways that are going to matter most and really take the risks that are required when it comes to living this destiny that's calling us. So we're going to teach you how you can begin to attract and activate a collective field of support in your relationship with others that is really the key to being able to fast-track the bridging of the gap between your potentials and your ability to create a life that truly reflects them. And we normally teach this as a 3-day intensive workshop, and we've turned it into an online course, and we're going to give you absolutely as much as we can. And we're also going to let you know at the end of our call today how you can join us and a global community of women to continue our work together You know, what we see when you begin to live with these principles and you practice them, you will close the gap between the possibilities that you sense for who you are and why you're here, that gap begins to disappear. And instead, you begin to have the experience of being deeply related and connected to others from a very authentic place. Your relationships shift very quickly. They begin to match and mirror the truth of who you are. And opportunities to give your gifts and talents begin to come your way. And there's a sense of profound support and magic that begins to open up in your relationship with life, a sense of belonging to the world around you, an experience of being received in a whole new level. And living in this way where there's just support and love and everything that you could need along the way, so that even though you might be making a larger contribution to the world, you're actually in the experience of love, of connection, of relatedness, of deep fulfillment and happiness as you're on the path to really living your highest calling and making your greatest contribution. So this is really the power and possibility of what we're going to teach you today on the call. But before we dive in, we want to just model for you the kind of radical transformation that we experienced in our own lives as we were discovering these core principles that we'll be teaching you today.
Thank you, Claire. That was so beautiful. And I would love to start. I consider myself a late bloomer. And what I mean by that is that throughout most of my adult life, certainly all through my 20s and all through my 30s, I was having this experience of kind of watching most of my friends out and about creating beautiful families or building impressive careers or accomplishing things that were pretty extraordinary. And yet I myself was really doing a lot of inner development, a lot of inner work. I was in 12-step meetings. I was doing therapy. I was attending transformative seminars. I was doing spiritual practice. And I was studying. I was a singer. I was studying theater. I was singing in nightclubs. I was writing songs, studying the art of songwriting. So I was developing myself as a person and as an artist. And then when I was in my mid-30s, I started working with the homeless. And all during those years, of developing myself, I was doing kind of what I called chop wood, carry water jobs, anything to pay the rent while I was doing the real work was the work of my own creative path and self-expression. And then in my mid-30s, I began to work with people who were homeless. And that was very meaningful to me. I helped them to recover from their many addictions and the traumas that they'd been through. And it really did bring me a sense of purpose. And I felt that I was really doing something that made a difference in the world. But during that whole period, I myself was just in a constant state of poverty. I mean, I could barely pay the rent the entire time. I was just always striving to, get somewhere that I couldn't quite get to. Right, and what was really happening for me was that I was just struggling on a very core level to really believe in the value of my own contributions. I was very debilitated by self-doubts that were kind of severe and crippling, and I was just constantly fighting against feelings of shyness and just an inability to really stand in my own value and the value of what I had to contribute. And so here I was, I had all the courage and creative self-expression to pursue a life that was meaningful, and yet I actually didn't have the self-confidence to become successful at whatever I was doing. And it was an extremely painful dynamic. And so the actual experience I was having was that I was pretty under-supported by life. Life was a struggle. It was hard. I felt very under-realized in spite of how hard I was working. It always felt like this uphill battle. And there was a chronic experience that I was having of constant anxiety, like a low-grade fever in the background of my life most of the time. So here I was doing all these things, the seminars, the sessions, and the sittings, as I call them, making this kind of painfully slow and steady progress. But I really had never taken that quantum leap that I would have needed to take in order to begin living this very inspired, thriving life of deep service, contribution and creativity that I felt called to. So that's how I was experiencing that gap that we're talking about. And so it wasn't until I was really in my 40s that I started to discover, and then particularly when I met Claire, I started to discover these principles that we're going to be teaching you today, and that's when life really started to take off. Was what have since become the principles that have since become the feminine power teachings are what really began to close that gap between the potential and the calling and the yearning and the hunger that I felt for my life and how life was actually showing up. And so today, at the age of 55, my whole life is just lit up, like with profound, creative, collaborative contribution. Having an impact for good. I'm just kind of on fire with it. There's momentum in that direction. I feel that I'm living the life that I was born to live. I am on my knees in gratitude each and every day to be able to make such a profound difference in the lives of so many women. And I really feel like I'm doing this not like as a solo creature, but I'm part of this vibrant, beautiful, bright tribe of women who are up to something gorgeous in the world and generating deeper levels of creativity and care everywhere. And my personal relationship is thriving. There's love in my home. There's love in my work environment. There's love in my heart that I'm expressing each and every day through my right livelihood work and the contribution and the impact that we're having. So the gratitude, you can hear like the gratitude of having been where I was for so many years in that struggle and what life is like today. So that's really why we're here today with you, because we just feel compelled to share this work with you. It's really coming from the fact that this work has liberated both of us so deeply and profoundly that we just can't wait to share it with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Catherine. And, you know, my story was a little bit different. I was someone who was an early bloomer. We were kind of the opposite, where I was someone who had a lot of success and accomplishment at a very early age. You know, I was in leadership positions in school, and I had a lot of success in my early 20s. And I found myself really about 10 years ago having accomplished so many of the things that I'd ever set out to create. I was the head of a large spiritual organization in Australia, and I had a staff of 50 women, and we had all of these different stores and spiritual bookstores, and everything on the outside looked great. I had my own apartment that I was close to paying off. I had my own car. I had what looked like a wonderful relationship. And I would wake up and I would just feel depressed. And like there was this gnawing feeling that I was somehow missing my destiny. And, you know, I looked more closely at my life. I began to see that even though I had a position of success, I wasn't really self-expressed in that role. I was really serving somebody else's vision. I looked at my relationships, and I felt, you know, profoundly invisible and unseen, and there was such a lack of mutuality in my relationships with the women who were in my life, my women friends, with the, you know, I was just really supporting them, and the relationship I was in, I really wasn't getting the kind of support that I would have wanted or needed to be able to thrive. And I knew I had to pay attention to this and figure out and discover, and I made that a commitment at that point in my life to really do whatever it takes, and that led to some profound change where I left my home in Australia and I came to the United States to begin my doctorate in transformative learning. And that's through that where I met Catherine and I began to do this work. My life changed in the most radical of ways. My relationships, I was able to break through patterns that I've been generating in relationships really my whole life, that in spite of the different spiritual work and personal growth work I hadn't been able to get out of. I met and I married the most extraordinary man in the whole world that I could imagine, who was more powerful and more developed than me, and who held a space for me to really come into the fullness of my own expression and really catalyze my own professional calling. And through the relationship with Catherine, we developed this work, and we went on to my husband and I actually found a larger company that became the company that supported this work and, you know, my husband's work and many other of today's leading spiritual transformational teachers evolving within our organization. I was just kind of stunned when I was looking at what had happened in the last 2 years. We had over 20,000 students registered for courses. We had hundreds of thousands of people in free programs, and it was like, you know, I was just a girl with a dream, a potential that I sensed for what my life could be, and I'm just so humbled and so grateful to have this life where I can really contribute, where I can actually experience and receive that level of support, where so many of the, you know, amazing women, leaders I admired have become my friends, and just the privilege of being able to have those relationships and have that kind of support. And so I think it's in bearing witness to that transformation that, you know, Catherine and I are just so compelled to be able to give other women access to these principles that have radically transformed our own lives as well.
Absolutely wonderful, Claire, to listen to you speak about this. So let's get started then. We have a lot to share with you today.
Yeah. We're going to share right now the principles and practices of feminine power, but as we're doing so, we really want to invite you to reflect upon your own life and start to notice how you might begin to source power from this place within yourself. And the first place that we're going to look today is at what we're calling power base number one, which is the power to change your life. And that has to do with how we're in relationship with ourselves. And I just want to invite us to step back for a moment and just notice that the majority of the transformative teachings and all of the therapies that we've really been engaging to change our lives have been created inside of a masculine power system. And they've largely been created actually by men who really can't help but see things through a more masculine lens. And so we, you know, while we deeply love and appreciate these men who've been so devoted to our collective evolution and empowerment and are ever grateful for the valuable contributions that they've made to our lives, and then to analyze our issues and to gain this, like, this conscious understanding about, you know, how our beliefs were formed, when they were formed, where they were formed, you know, it hasn't really given us necessarily the access to the power that we would need to evolve beyond them. So in our collective development, even though that we might be very savvy psychologically, you know, most of us have a very good understanding at this point of what our issues are. We've become very good at analyzing our problems. We know when they started. We can tell you exactly what happened. You know, when it happened, where it happened, who it happened with, maybe even why it happened. And yet we're still having the experience of living with an inner glass ceiling, kind of stuck inside of a worldview that's really dooming us to repeat these same disempowering patterns over and over again in our lives. So in doing our best to be, you know, liberated from the old patterns, because they really do occur like inner glass ceilings, right, so for the last 50 years, we've been making incredible progress breaking through the external glass ceilings on our lives, thanks to the courage of those women who've come before us. But our task is really now to break through these inner glass ceilings, our own beliefs about ourselves and about others and about life that have been limiting profoundly what's possible for us to create. And they've been generating patterns that we actually really need to evolve beyond. And so how we've been trying to engage this growth and evolve beyond these old belief structures is by learning very often to control our thoughts or to manage our behaviors. So, for instance, you know, often we're going to try and deal with very difficult feelings that we're having by dominating them with a positive thought. We're going to try and cancel them out, turn away from them. We're going to speak an affirmation, you know, and very often in doing so, even though those are great practices, we're going to skip over the self in the body that's having the experience of sadness or anger or despair or fear. So, you know, often we're just going to just turn away from it, dismiss it, stuff it down. Maybe we're going to do it in a disturbed way, like we're going to overeat or we're going to engage in addictions. But sometimes, and often with even those very good modalities, you know, an affirmation or a higher thought, to try and get rid of it, because we're just ashamed to even have it. We're seeing it as evidence that we're spiritually inferior, that something's really wrong with our consciousness. Or the other thing that we do is that we're afraid that if we turn towards the feelings, we're going to find like it's a bottomless pit, and we're going to get completely overwhelmed, and we're never going to find our way out of it. So we all know at this point that it doesn't actually work to just turn away and override these difficult feelings, try and avoid them. They don't actually go away. And so the other thing that we're also doing is, in analyzing what we're doing, we're breaking down our behavior into these little, you know, pieces. We're reading all sorts of books to try and figure out how to get what we want. So we'll read books like, well, when he says this, then you should do that. When he does this, then you should make this move. He comes towards you, you pull away, you make yourself unavailable. All of these kind of behavioral manipulations, trying to, you know, figure out the Rubik's Cube of how we need to be being in order to get what we want from others and from life. So in this masculine paradigm of power, where we're breaking things down into parts, you know, which may or may not be related to each other, we're really trying to access the power to change our lives from this place of dominating and controlling our own inner experience and then how we're showing up. So why most popular approaches to transforming core beliefs that we're engaging don't actually work for us as women is that we need a way of bringing the various parts of ourselves into deeper relationship with each other in order to evolve in a very holistic way that includes the emotional center of our beliefs that are being held in our bodies, right? Because most of us, as women, are experiencing life from an emotional center that we actually can feel in our bodies. And unless we have a more holistic and integrated way to deal with our emotions, and not just try and change our lives only with our intellectual mind that's dissecting and analyzing our problems, deciding what feelings we should be having and what feelings we shouldn't be having, skipping over the emotional center in the body. That's what's going to doom us to the slow and steady progress, rather than the kinds of quantum leaps that are actually necessary in order for us to now rise to what it is we're feeling called to at this point in our lives. I mean, Claire just said it. We don't have another 10 years to spend on the couch. We don't have another 10 years to spend on the cushion trying to resolve these things before we can actually live the lives that we feel called to live. And the majority of us have been working on ourselves for so many years now, and yet we have yet to learn how to actually evolve beyond the patterns of our past and graduate from them in such a way that they are no longer an obstacle and no longer even an issue. So, you know, if you're feeling stuck, I can pretty much guarantee it's not for lack of trying. You know, your presence here today says a lot about the person that you are and how devoted you are. And for the most part, we all have a lot to feel proud of and really good about in the progress that we've made. And I'm going to suggest in this moment that it's all preparation for the leap that you are now being invited to make in your life. And you want to start to see the anxiety or the depression that you might be feeling individually, certainly that we're feeling collectively, as really about where we've been frustrated in our ability to evolve inside of this old power system. And it's really a call to begin to individually and collectively break through to the other side, so that we can live lives that are really centered in an expression of the deeper potentials that we hold for love, for self-expression, for creativity, and for contribution. So we want to invite you right now to just step back and notice all of those things that you have been able to create and accomplish, those things that have actually been easy for you, that have felt pretty organic. And just notice, for the most part, that these are things for the most part, that are actually inside of your sense of yourself to have and to create. These are things that you imagined having when you were little, or that you've been kind of gestating within you for many, many years. Maybe they were things you were told that you could do, you were supported and sponsored to do when you were very young. But if you look at the things that you've not yet been able to create, those things that you have struggled with for years, you're going to notice that those things are probably outside of your self-sense to have, that they're outside of your core sense of identity to receive into your life, that core sense deep down inside of who you are and what's possible for you, what your place is in the grand scheme of things. So what we're noticing is that for the most part, the greatest possibilities that we're sensing for our lives are literally outside of the concepts of self that we currently have. And so we can analyze ourselves until we're blue in the face. But until we actually shift our beliefs at this very core level of identity, this very core sense of self, not much is going to change in our lives. That's what's self. And it's been very, very hard for us to create these things that are beyond the old wounds of the past because of what we've made it mean about ourselves, the interpretive lens of those wounds from the past that we created when we were very, very young. So feminine power, which is the power of relatedness, we have developed this very different approach to changing our lives. And we have seen that in order to truly liberate ourselves from these old patterns, we actually have to learn to be in relationship with the parts of ourselves that are holding the emotional center of the beliefs that are underneath the patterns. We need to cultivate this really generative and empowered relationship with these parts of ourselves, and that way turning towards the feelings that are being stored there. So rather than turning away, trying to dominate that part into submission, we're going to learn how to connect with these parts of ourselves from a very deep and wide center. And we're going to learn how to mentor that parts of ourselves, which are usually, you know, they're young. They're like 2, it's part of you that's 9, part of you that's 12. And so to come into relationship from this deeper center within you and mentor that part of yourself into making more true meaning of what's happening, of who you are, of what's possible in your life, right? Because inside of the lens, the interpretive lens of that younger self, I'm not wanted, I'm alone, I'm not safe, I'm not enough, I'm too much. You know, how we're showing up is that we're constantly interpreting what's happening in our lives and then responding covertly, unconsciously, in ways that end up validating that perspective. And it occurs for us like it's just kind of randomly happening. It will occur like it's just our fate because we're not seeing clearly the consciousness that's generating it, and then how it's happening through us. So you can begin to break this cycle at its very root. Whatever cycle you're struggling with, whatever pattern you're struggling with, by cultivating this loving, mentoring relationship with this younger part of you that lives in your body, welcoming in her feelings, naming the beliefs that she's inside of, helping her to make more true and empowered meaning of her experience, right? Literally challenging that consciousness that she's inside of. And then starting to see clearly how you've been generating your life to show up in these patterns by how you've been showing up specifically, and identifying clearly the new ways of showing up in life that are reflective of who you really are. What's the deeper truth about who you are and what's possible for your life? So just briefly, I want to give you an example. There was one woman that we're going to call Lee that we worked with. Lee's an actress, lovely person, very talented. She's the kind of woman who just leads from her heart. You have a conversation with her, you just feel so cared for, so tended to. She lights up the room and she walks in with just her kind of joyous, loving energy. She has a passion for animals. Her hobby is to go down and rescue animals from the shelter. And when we met her, Lee was really struggling professionally and personally. She was very unhappy. She had very poor relationships with men, and she was very underactualized professionally. And she'd been kind of underemployed for many, many years. And she was watching all of her friends excel in this career. She was in their acting and dancing careers, and she was just happy for them, but just in despair. And it was really inside of the feminine power work, very quickly, that she began to see she had this sense of herself that she was less than other women. I'm not enough. I'm inferior. That's how it lived in her body. And it was pervasive and it was chronic. It was a very, very young part of herself. And inside of seeing that clearly, she began to see how she was relating in ways that would actually validate that perspective. So inside, for instance, inside this idea, I'm not enough, she would overcommit herself all the time. She would spread herself too thin. She never felt like she could say no to anybody. And then she wouldn't do a good job as much as she was trying. She had too much on her plate. And then everyone would be upset with her, and they'd be mirroring back to her and validating she's not enough, right? She's not doing enough. So when she was able to step back and start to see this clearly, she saw where the belief was being held in her body. She saw it was a very young part of her. She was maybe 3. She could understand what was happening in the dynamics of her family that had her interpretation. And so she began to mentor this part of herself. She began to actually, this little 3-year-old part of her, to make more empowered meaning. And she actually got aligned with the deeper truth of her own value and her own intelligence, her own worthiness to take up space, to love and be loved for who she is, right? Because there's a part in all of us that actually knows. There was a part of Lee that knew she was talented, that knew she had a lot to contribute, that knew she was a valuable, good person who deserved love. And so when she was able to bring these two parts of her together, this adult presence with this wounded 3-year-old self, and begin to stand for the deeper truth of who she was and mentor this younger self, she could begin organically to start to see this new way of showing up in life that was going to be consistent of the deeper truth of who she was. So for instance, she actually started to really get connected to her own somatic knowing, her body knowing. She actually saw that she had a map inside of her. She knew when things were too much, what she needed to say yes to, what she needed to say no to. She actually began to discover that she had her own requests to make of other people, that she had her own boundaries to set, that she had her own feelings and needs to tend to. She had opinions about things. And so she started to learn to connect with them and then express them to other people. And her life shifted so radically inside of this connection. And I mean radically. Within a very short period of time, she met a wonderful man that she's now been with for 2 years. They're living together and building a life together. On a professional level, her career just took off. Even though Lee was over 40 when she found us, which is normally, if an actress hasn't been successful, by the time she's in her 40s, she's been pursuing it for 20 years, you know, just getting little tiny bit roles here and there. It's very unusual for her to start to get leading roles and things, but that's exactly what started to happen for her. And she's actually in negotiations right now with a major network for her own television show. That's about something she cares so deeply about. It's about the rescue show, going into shelters and inspiring people to adopt cats and dogs. So she is unrecognizable. She is living the life of her dreams. And this is just an amazing experience and example of what's possible inside of this relationship with oneself. So just to give you a brief experience about this, so you can start to tap into this relationship with yourself in this really generative and co-creative way. Just want to invite you to think about an area in your life that you have been trying to change for a long time now, where you've been kind of running up against these old patterns in spite of all of your efforts. And, you know, maybe it's self-sabotage in the area of love and relationships. Maybe it's not believing in your own talents and your own gifts. Maybe it's this experience of being chronically under-recognized, people skipping over you, not promoting you, not giving you opportunities. I'm just inviting you to close your eyes and just take a nice deep breath. And just notice, when you drop your awareness down into your body, where you imagine the patterns, when you imagine that the patterns are happening, where you're feeling that in your body. And instead of turning away from it, just really inviting it in, just welcoming that feeling in, and noticing if you could have that feeling speak an I am or an I am not, just actually let the feeling give itself a name. What would it tell you? I am or I am not. And then you just want to notice how old this part of you, the chronological age of this part of yourself. Oh, and then you just want to open your eyes and shake your body. And the thing that's going to help you to be able to step back and come into your adult self is just asking yourself, what's the best thing about being my current age as opposed to being me when I was at that younger age? And really think of all that's so true about how you've developed yourself. You have access to power. You're strong. You're resourceful. You're resilient. You get to make choices. When you're connected to this part of you, you want to close your eyes. Just breathe this adult center all the way down into your body. Breathing into this sense of yourself as strong and competent and resourceful and developed. All the way down through your hips and your legs, as though you could extend the energy into the earth and out to the edges of the room. Part of you that knows how to extend wisdom to other people. Be there for a child in need. And just from this deeper center within you, extending a sense of care to the younger self in your body. Just saying to her, I see you. I hear you. I'm here for you. And it's from this place within you that you're going to then tell this younger part of you what's really true about this idea she has about herself, actually asserting a deeper truth, standing for her like you would like a mother lioness would protect her cubs from a lie that's threatening your life. Right? So you just want to notice, just opening your eyes now, you want to notice what that relationship is between these two parts of you, noticing if it was difficult to connect, if it was easy, and to really take on building this relational field between your adult self and the younger self that lives in your body. And so where you want to go with this is to begin to show up in the ways that you're relating to yourself and to others and to life in a way that's consistent and reflective of this deeper truth. And to start to recognize the opportunities to be in this very generative, creative relationship with life where you can show up in ways that are actually reflective of the truth of who you are and what's possible for you. And that's what's going to allow us to really evolve and graduate from these patterns of the past. This is where you can show up in really powerfully different ways, making new choices, engaging life in a way that's really reflective of the possibilities that are present and evolve beyond those old patterns. And most of us do not yet have the clarity on these new ways of being that we need to show up in order to graduate from those old patterns, let alone the various skills and capacities that we now need to identify and develop in order to show up this way. And so in the Feminine Power Course, we've created this whole system that helps you identify these very specific new ways of showing up and emancipate us just fully from the patterns of the past. We actually created a whole 70-page booklet that breaks out the 21
most salient core beliefs and really lays it right out for us how we can evolve, and that's part of our course materials in this dynamic.
Yeah, well, thank you, Catherine. I love that, and it's something I know one of my core patterns around my professional expression was just this identity of invisibility, that somehow I wasn't seen and I wasn't known. And so the process of transforming that identity is connecting into having a relationship with this self in my body who felt that she was invisible, learning how to mirror her, reflect back to her, learning how to actually generate my own visibility into the world, as opposed to waiting for other people to see me and discover me, you know, and find. I think those of us with the invisibility were kind of waiting to be discovered in some way, waiting to be seen. It's like very confusing. So this is good news. We think that life's showing up and people are relating to us because of who we are, but it's actually how we're being. And when we can bring who we're being into alignment with who we truly are, life just radically begins to reorganize. And it's like this experience in Power Base One of transforming identity at this level of like going from a black and white world to a color world. And that was the experience that I was like suddenly able to, like, you know, from being like the outside looking in, you know, you have those experiences where you're like at a restaurant and you're looking over there and somebody else is like living the life and you're kind of on the other side of the glass, to actually breaking through and being the one who's at the table being celebrated and actually have the experience of finally other people responding to you and relating to you in ways that are alignment with who you truly are and what that possibility is, you know. And that's just so profound in terms of finally evolving beyond these patterns of the past. So thank you. So once we do that, once we break free of our own inner glass ceiling and we're able to evolve beyond those internal barriers to our own potential being realized, we're ready to truly begin to co-create, because until you break through that glass ceiling, you can generate all sorts of opportunities for your own destiny, but you're going to generate inside that old identity and those old patterns, so they'll never really come to fruition. So that's why we start with Power Base One. Once we've broken through that, the next place that we go organically is to begin to want to awaken our co-creative power. So Power Base Two, the second key to the co-creative feminine and bridging the gap between your potential and your ability to realize a life that reflects that possibility, is to begin to cultivate a new way of creating your life in partnership with the energy and intelligence of the universe. Now, many of us know about visioning or affirmations, or we have a vision board. This is a little bit different to that, and we're going to explain why in just a moment. So the premise here for Power Base Number Two is what we're yearning to realize really is our, that what we're calling our destiny, which is the highest expression of your creative gifts and talents in service to the flourishing and evolution of life. That's really how we're defining your destiny. And let's look at how it shows up in our lived experience. You know, each one of us in our clearest moments really has a sense that we have gifts, we have talents that the world has never seen before or may never see again after we're gone. And it may, you know, in our clearest moments, it feels very real. You know, if I think 10 years ago, back to that dark night of the soul that I went through, in my clearest moments, I sensed that, you know, I had a calling around teaching and around education. But I had no idea back then what the fullness of that expression would have looked like to be able to create a plan to get there. So here I was, think about, you know, where I was kind of like living in the pain of the gap in spite of these, you know, riches of my life, where I was, you know, up underneath somebody else's vision. I felt like I had this voice inside of me that needed to be unleashed to contribute, to serve around teaching, around education, around evolution, around empowerment. But I could never have put two women teaching about feminine power on a vision board. I could never have put myself as the founder of Evolving Wisdom, a global transformative learning company, online education on the internet. They didn't even have online education back then to be able to imagine it. I could never have imagined the relationship with my husband, who is truly a partner in every way to me, up underneath me, because it was so outside my identity or my sense of who I was at the time to imagine a partner who was really up underneath me in that way. So this is the challenge. If we kind of like feel into like the problem that we're kind of faced here in, you know, getting what feels like we're 10 months pregnant, this is really important. This really, really, really important. The challenge of realizing our destiny, which is to create a life to fulfill on these yearnings that we sense, the challenge and the task of destiny is this, is that we need to navigate our way to a destination that doesn't yet exist. We need to get to a future, an expression that we don't know what it necessarily looks like. So it's very difficult, if not impossible, for us to source on the power that we've cultivated in the masculine to accomplish, to make things happen, to apply to something like realizing your destiny. So this is, you know, I was someone, I could make a lot happen. You know, I was the head of this multi-million dollar company. I had, you know, all of these staff, and I could achieve results. But I didn't have the power to unleash my own destiny in this way. And so what I began to instead discover were the beginnings of what we teach in Power Base 2, which have to do with cultivating this co-creative partnership with life. And again, it's a little bit different to, you know, trying to imagine, you know, even use spiritual principle to manifest, because if we're manifesting, it assumes that we know where we're going. Again, you know, there's nothing wrong with a lot of those teachings, but it's not going to give us access to fulfilling on the yearning that we're feeling, which is unleashing this larger destiny, actually becoming the women, making the contribution, having the life that we came here to live. So, you know, this is the great challenge. So the way in which we're going to awaken the power to realize destiny has to do with stepping into this co-creative partnership with the energy and intelligence of life, where we shift from a relationship with life where our goals are kind of on a vision board or objects that we're trying to acquire. And instead we actually step into this full partnership with the creative energies of life, where we can begin to access our deeper intuitive knowing. We can begin to access the deeper desires that we're holding of what we want to experience, what we want to express, what we want to create, what we want to contribute. We can begin to have the courage to take the risks that we're being called to and not necessarily know how everything is going to unfold, right? So this is really a whole new system of co-creation and partnership to be able to get to something as big as your destiny. And most of us really haven't cultivated an embodied sense of partnership or trust and faith in life. We might intellectually believe in the idea of oneness. However, if you look at your life when you experience a setback or a disappointment, you know, we get to actually see where we're really at in terms of having an embodied sense of partnership and co-creation with life itself. Is that, you know, we're often really disconnected. We don't really trust ourselves. You know, if you look at your life, if you look at where your life is not working, chances are you have a knowing that you're not taking action on, because you don't have an embodied sense of trust and faith and partnership in life. So cultivating this ability to co-create with life really is the key to being able to realize your destiny. You know, there's a great story about one of our course graduates, Tanya, that really illustrates this principle in practice. I'm wondering, Catherine, if you want to share it. It's such a great story that mm-hmm. illustrates these principles.
For sure. Well, it is a great story. Tanya's an artist, and she came to us when she was already very successful, and she was known for one particular way of working, and she actually had an international following. She was very, very well known. And of course, you can only imagine, you know, all the hoopla and the pressures that are inside of that, you know. And, you know, certainly it sounds very glamorous from the outside looking in, but if you're actually living in it, you discover that, you know, there's a lot that she had to be dealing with, all of the expectations that people had of her, all of the pressure to do more of the same, and, you know, and at this point in her career, she had other people making a living off of her artwork, you know, all the people that were working for her and the companies that were partnering with her and investing and getting her work out in the world, and so she was really grateful for all the success. I mean, she had a lot of humility about it and a lot of gratitude, but she also felt really confused and kind of encumbered by it because, you know, as an artist, she's just wanting to co-create with life and kind of be on her own creative edge, right? She wants to be in the emergence of her own creative expression. And so she, you know, her desire was to be always following kind of her own inner knowing and her impulse towards what the next step might be. And yet at this point in her career, she was being, you know, kind of guided to move in a direction that felt like a very big risk. And it was kind of paralyzing because it was a departure from what was working and what was so popular. And so she was stuck. She just couldn't move forward. And her managers and the people around her were telling her that she needed to just do what was working, that that's what people wanted, that they had orders backed up. And so here she was in a lot of pain because she was compromising her creativity. And, you know, her managers were happy. And those who were, you know, wanting her, more of what she'd done in the past were happy. But she was miserable. And inside of the feminine power work, and this power base in particular, she got invigorated and re-inspired to begin to trust these creative instincts. It was actually what she needed. And so she began to put one foot in front of the other and to take the risk, to really take the plunge, to start to gather the courage to trust her knowing. And it was terrifying because she had no idea if she'd be received, if she'd be, people would be, you know, just everything would crash and burn. She'd be a public embarrassment, all of it. But because of the feminine power work and particularly the support that she was actually getting in the online learning community of the course that she was in, she was able to take action in the direction of her own knowing. And what happened as a result was amazing, because when she finally did unveil her new work to the world, it not only was well received, but it also became influential. And she actually impacted the direction that things were going in her genre. That was like a worldwide impact that she was able to cause. And she has this experience, she shudders when she thinks, like in horror, that she almost lost this opportunity to make this contribution in her field. And that's really what we're seeing is the difference between that we were talking about before, about just being successful and having accomplishment versus really fulfilling on your calling and the higher purpose for which we're born, in the sense that we're making this meaningful contribution to the very process of life. She actually feels now that she's contributed to the process of life. And she had to give up, you know, all of those old definitions of what success was, how she herself might have been defining it, and really wake up to that level of radical aliveness.
Mm-hmm. So one thing you can do to get started right here is notice the lists that's kind of perpetually in your mind about all the things that you want or you think that you need to have. So it might be, you know, I want to lose 20 pounds, or I want to, you know, have more money, or you know, all of those things. And just write them down on one, get a piece of paper and just sort of put a line down the middle on one side. Write down all of the things that you want to have. And just notice how we're in a relationship with life when we're wanting. We're actually centered in lack. So the place where you're going to begin to awaken your co-creative power has to do with, instead, you want to make a second list and actually drop into this deeper center in your body, and a place where you can access a sense of having access to the limitless support of life, and begin to breathe into and connect with the deeper desires that you have of what you most deeply desire to experience, to express, to create, to contribute. So you're moving from being centered in lack to actually becoming a co-creator with life when you do that. So writing down the deeper desires, moving into a place of receptivity and listening, asking yourself, what's my next step in bringing this forth? And then having the courage to take action. And you'll find in doing that, there's a radical shift in where you're centered. You're becoming the source of creativity coming into the world as opposed to centered in lack, seeking to get things from life. And so that's the first and most powerful shift to move into co-creativity, to begin to activate the second power base and co-create with life to realize your destiny. And what we found is that most of us don't have this embodied sense of trust and faith. And so there's a lot of self-doubt when it comes to being able to act on the knowing that we have. You know, a lot of us have been disconnected from our bodies for a long time, so there's a lot of unprocessed feeling and emotion. And it's difficult to know how to, you know, which feelings are actually trustworthy and intuitions and which feelings are guidance. And so we have a whole system that we teach where we are going to guide you through the process of cultivating these skills and capacities so you can really become a powerful co-creator with life and learn this whole new system to begin to birth your creativity into the world in a way that will have the most impact and really support you along the way as well. So that leads us to power base three, which is the power to realize your destiny. I'm sorry, the power to change the world. We realize our destiny. Well, here's what it is. So in power base number one, we're breaking through those old patterns that have been the glass ceiling to our potential. So what happens when we do that? We begin to step in. We become powerful co-creators. We get access to a lot of intuitive knowing, a lot of synchronicity, a lot of magic. So what we need to do then to begin to realize these potentials really is power base three, which is activating the power of what we call the collective field. Because to really break through our glass ceiling, to really awaken our co-creative power, to be able to do that in the ways that we can succeed in the biggest possible way, we actually need a much greater level of support. Now, in this masculine culture, we have really been kind of talked into the idea that we should be able to do it all by ourselves, that if we need support somehow, it's a sign of weakness. However, what we've discovered, to really come into the fullness of our power, we need to begin to cultivate this collective field of support where we can begin to cultivate relationships where we're coming together at a level that's beyond just cheerleading and supporting each other to become true partners. Because something happens when we come together with others at this level of true partnership where there's a power that gets unleashed, where there's an exponential kind of progress that begins to happen in our lives. We actually begin to fast track our growth. We break through our glass ceiling. We listen to ourselves. We take actions. You know, when Catherine and I came together, we discovered this, this principle from our own experience. When she had a certain pattern around an identity of feeling inferiority, and I felt like I had this sense of invisibility, we both said, well, that's unacceptable, and I'm going to stand for you. I'm going to stand with you. I'm going to stand for you to truly become yourself and give your gifts. And I'm going to support you to cultivate new ways of showing up. I'm going to support you to act on your knowing and take the risks that you need to take. And something magical happened when we began to stand with and for each other at that level that was beyond cheerleading and supporting. And it's what we discovered as the power of the collective field. And our lives changed so radically, so quickly, doing this, that all the women in our community began to kind of say, hey, what's going on with you two? Like, we really want to have what you're having. We want to be a part of this. And that's really where our feminine power community was born. And we began to create a whole new culture between women where we're standing with and for each other to activate the support that we need to truly bridge the gap between our potentials and our ability to realize it. And we've since discovered a lot of research that backs this up. In Princeton, New Jersey, there's a study about intention and its ability to influence the outcome. And they found when groups set intentions as opposed to individuals set intentions, it was 6 times more powerful in terms of what happened. When geese fly in formation, they fly 75% further and faster together than they do on their own. And this is very significant because most of us, you know, we might belong to different communities, we might have different friends, but we still have the experience of being alone. And we haven't yet learned the kinds of new ways of relating and shared agreements that are critical and necessary to be able to unleash this power that's available in the collective field, and it's absolutely critical. One thing you can do to begin to activate this power of the collective field in your own life is to begin to find people that you can relate to, and you can invite them into this with you, where you enroll them into relating to you inside of who you're becoming as opposed to who they've known you to be in the present and the past. So I want you to, you know, find at least one person in your life who is resonant, who is sympathetic, who is, you know, you feel like you can trust, and say, this is, you know, who I am. My name is Claire, and I'm really standing to be able to unleash my gifts to contribute to women to come into their full power, you know, and will you stand with me in that? And will you hold me accountable for living in ways that are consistent and congruent with that vision? And have the other person say yes and invite them to share their vision, you know, with you, because we don't have relationships like this in our life where we are midwives with each other for our own becoming. And people in your life, they're relating to you and who they've known you to be, who you are in the present. We need people standing with us for us, relating to each other in ways that are consistent and congruent with who we're becoming and being inside the shared vision that we are here to generate. And so we've created a whole new set of shared agreements all the women in our program step into together. So the way that we create our community and our work is inside this principle of power base 3, where we are activating the power of the collective field to go through this whole process, to begin to break through our own glass ceilings, to begin to step in our co-creative power, and to do that in a collective field of support where we have true partners on the journey who can mirror us, who can stand for us, who can really be with us and for us in the fullness of our becoming, and learn the new ways of relating that we can be to be women who are really bonding over our shared vision and our shared intention, as opposed to so many of the ways that we bond with other women in prevailing culture inside of victimization and our kind of shared story of powerlessness. So we're building a whole new shared story of empowerment.
And it's this culture of women empowering each other and catalyzing each other's greatness that we are inviting you to join us in our online course that begins on Tuesday, June 4th. And we're honored that over 5,000 women from more than 90 countries have already graduated from this program. We've designed it as a unique 7-step process to awaken this feminine power system in your life. And we want to take some time now to give you all of the information about how the 7-step feminine power process works and how you can continue to participate with us. So if you're listening online right now, and if you're in front of your webpage, I want to invite you to just scroll down to the button where it says Launch Webcast. And you can just click on the link that says Visit the Feminine Power Course Information page, or you can go directly into your browser and type in femininepowercourse.com. That's femininepowercourse.com. And if you're not in front of your computer right now, please don't worry, because we're going to go through everything that you need to know. We'll give you an overview of exactly how the Feminine Power 7-week course works and how you can participate. So we're just going to take a moment while everyone gets there.
So again, you can click on that link below the launch webcast button or just enter femininepowercourse.com directly into your browser. And once you're on the page, we want to invite you to scroll down the page until where it says Session 1, Awakening Feminine Power. And we're going to take you through the 7 steps of our Feminine Power process. So this first session, what we're going to do, Session 1, Awakening Feminine Power, you can see it on the page. There's a banner. There's a beautiful yellow and gold mandala and picture on the right. That's where we're starting. So in our first step, we're going to guide you through the process of reclaiming your feminine self and making a shift to create with this new feminine power system. And our course graduates describe the experience of this first step as coming home. You know, we've been taught to turn away and to devalue parts of ourselves that are actually a source of true power for us. And when you make the shift into sourcing power from within, inside of these feminine principles of relatedness, what starts to happen is that you begin to feel a tremendous amount of energy and possibility. Those dreams and visions that you had for your life in your clearest moments, you feel connected to them again. They become palpable and there's a sense of possibility. You know, for many people, depression, anxiety begins to fall away and there's a tremendous sense of liberation. And that then brings us to the second step in our process. If you scroll down to Session 2, where it says Power Base 1, the power to transform your life, what we do in this next session is we break through the inner glass ceiling that has been holding all of that potential back up until now, that internal barrier. And we're going to hold your hand and guide you through the process, step by step, of identifying and releasing that core pattern that's been in the way of creating what it is that you most desire in your life. You're going to learn a whole new way of connecting to yourself. You're going to discover how to transform that core pattern in a way that will liberate you from the experience of that forever. And we're going to teach you the new skills and capabilities that you need to ensure that it never returns. You know, many of us have powerful state experiences when we break through core beliefs, but we find they repeat themselves. But learning these new capacities is what ensures that they will permanently change. And our course graduates talk about this as it's like going from a black and white world to a color world. And what starts to happen, within a matter of weeks, people begin to relate to you differently. They reflect back who you truly are. You have these experiences of this greater truth that's incredibly liberating. And from here, what starts to happen is you have all of this energy freed up to become a co-creator, to begin to manifest, to begin to generate with life. And if you keep scrolling down the page, it leads us to the third step in our feminine power process, which is awakening power base 2, the power to realize your destiny. You're going to make the powerful shift in this step into stepping into partnership with the energy and intelligence of life and discovering how to access deeper levels of your own intuition and activate your inner compass. You'll have a sense of really lining up with your true north and activating your magnetic power. Now, course graduates really describe what happens in this session as feeling really safe and supported by life, and beginning to be powerfully in the flow, a sense of everything that you're needing comes to you in ways that are often even magical. And what starts to happen when you work with the principles in this step is that you begin to have the confidence to align with this larger destiny, to say yes to your greatest possibilities, to step up and want to play your biggest game. And that leads us to the fourth step in our process, in Session 4, this is the third power base, the power to change the world. You're going to describe how to gather your tribe and open yourself to receive the support from others that you need to be able to fulfill on your largest calling and make the greatest difference with your gifts. We're going to teach you how to activate the power of the collective field in all of your relationships. And our graduates often describe this step as being profoundly healing and leaving behind the old paradigm of isolation and opening up to this new kind of intimacy and support that they've never experienced before. You know, most of us, even though we have good friends in our lives, we've felt alone. We might belong to church groups or even communities or different things that we're doing, but with this step, we move into creating life inside this field of partnership that begins to accelerate things in really extraordinary ways. We become powerful. We become an unstoppable force. And that leads us to the next step in our process. If you scroll down, you'll see Session 5, Awakening Feminine Radiance. And this is about stepping up. When we begin to have power, we begin to become visible. Our light begins to shine. And for many of us, that opens up a whole new set of problems when we become to we step into greater levels of our power. And we really love that Marianne Williamson quote about our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure. It's our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. And so what we're going to be doing in this session is we're going to be preparing you to hold a lot of power in your life and engage and transform the very root issues that have been keeping us as women dimming our light down, shrinking away from power, sabotaging our success. So you're going to discover in this session how to boldly and unabashedly step forth and let your light shine in the brightest of ways that are authentic and ways that empower others to shine as well. And what starts to happen when you begin to step into your radiance is you become visible. You have the experience of being seen and being known in a way that feels very safe and very authentic. Your power begins to integrate, and from there we move into step 6, session 6, creating the future of your life. So this, from this foundation of tremendous power and visibility, you've transformed your old patterns, you're moving into being a co-creator, you have a field of support, you're letting your life shine. We move into this field of mastery of getting the foundations of our life really in order so that we can create relationships that are thriving. We get aligned with our life purpose, transform our health, work on our prosperity. We ensure that we have a foundation in our own lives personally to be flourishing and thriving. And you're going to master the ability of creating your own future in an ongoing way. And what begins to happen when you practice these principles of creating the future, you begin to feel like a high priestess who has the power to just magnetize the things that she desires. And what starts to happen really organically from this place of having our own life flourishing is that we have this sense of overflowing cup where we want to be giving to others, we want to be empowering to others. And we step into that queen archetype where we want to use our power to bless the world. And that leads us to the final step in the process in session 7, activating your leadership to create your brightest future. You know, whether or not you see yourself as a leader, one of the qualities of the empowered feminine is this power to empower others. And it often kind of, I think the archetype of the fairy godmother really evokes what it is to be so overflowing with our power that we empower others and to learn how to do that in very authentic ways. And we can't find the fullness of our power in a world that's disempowered, so we have to have the power to transform the field wherever we are and wherever we go. And so that's our 7-session process, our 7-session feminine power process. And we found that our course graduates have told us that the areas of their life that most change during the course are their life purpose, their prosperity. They find careers that match their passion. Their health changes, everything from chronic illnesses to losing 70 pounds. I heard a wonderful story about one of our graduates who had been trying to lose weight for many, many years, and the work in feminine power just really gave her access to being able to let go of whatever had been in the way for her, and that was one of her big things around being visible. She hadn't felt safe to be fully seen and to let her light shine, and it really had an impact. So relationship shift, creativity gets unleashed, careers are formed, and we do it in a container of tremendous support. We have over 50 certified feminine power coaches who generously volunteer to be there and to support you through this. So we're really going through this as a community. We have extraordinary women who participate in the program who are very accomplished and very creative and very committed and conscious. And just the energy of being in this process together is amazing. So if you scroll down the page past the seventh session there, you'll see the What You Will Receive section. We're just going to go over this very quickly, how it works. So what you'll receive. So the course starts on Tuesday, June 4th, and goes for 7 weeks. And Tuesday nights is when we do a broadcast of our course sessions. So the core seven modules that we just went through, they're going to be on Tuesday nights. If you're the kind of person who loves to be there with a group energy, to go through the course together, feel like you're there listening live and there's that energetic field, Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock Pacific time, we're going to be going through each of the course sessions together. If you're the kind of person who likes to listen on your own time and download the course sessions, you're going to be able to do that at any time. You'll have access to the MP3 files on your iPod or audio player or in your car. You can listen to the course sessions. If you keep scrolling down the page, you'll see we also each week on Saturday mornings have live group coaching calls where we're going to be going even deeper into how to apply and work with what you're discovering in each of the seven course sessions, each of the seven steps in our feminine power process. We're going to be going into giving you live coaching and support to integrate it in your life. And after each of the Tuesday night calls and the Saturday calls, there is a live interactive session where you'll have a chance to connect on the phone with other women who are taking the course. And through a technology called Maestro Conference, we move into little breakout groups. And we found that this is a really amazing opportunity to integrate what you're learning and give voice to the discoveries that you're having. So if you're a person who loves talking on the phone and connecting with other women, you're going to have an opportunity in a very safe and intimate and sacred way to do that on the phone together at the end of the course sessions on Tuesday nights and the live coaching calls on Saturday mornings and be able to do that as well. They often end up going for longer. Women love to stay on the line and keep talking to each other, but you'll also have an opportunity to jump off if you need to go as well. So we have an online, exclusive online community forum where our coaches will be a presence. You'll be part of a small group. You'll be able to access all the course materials, and it's really inspiring to have this online virtual space to post your reflections and to share your discoveries with each other. And you'll also have PDF transcripts for each of the course sessions, along with practice and reflection questions each week. There are practices that integrate the work that we do each week that we'll be giving you that you'll be able to continue to work with in an ongoing way. We also have added to the program some exclusive guest faculty workshops that we have designed to go deeper into areas that we found are really big questions that women have around life purpose and making a living doing what you love. So we have three extraordinary guest faculty workshops with Dr. Jean Houston, who is the co-founder of the Human Potential Movement, with Barbara Marx Hubbard, who is really the grandmother, great mother of conscious evolution, and with Allie Brown, who is a new friend and colleague of ours, who Forbes magazine calls her the entrepreneurial guru for women, and she has an amazing seminar on how to make a living doing what you love in the most authentic and powerful way. So you'll receive those three bonus guest faculty workshops as well. And there is an exciting new early registration bonus with Marianne Williamson that we want to tell you about in just a moment. But if you keep scrolling down the page, we want to just give you all of the information about how to register, and then we're going to come back and tell you about that new bonus with Marianne Williamson. So keep scrolling down the page to where it says there are two boxes about how to register, two ways to register. The seven-week online course begins Tuesday, June 4th. It says two ways to register. I'll just give you a chance to get there. So we used to teach this as a live 3-day intensive. Women would come from all over the world and spend $1,000 to $2,000 traveling, as well as the registration for the course and the materials. And thanks to the wonders of the online learning technology that's available and our partner company, Evolving Wisdom, we're able to offer the entire program at a price that is affordable for just about everybody. So the entire course, the course sessions, the group coaching calls, the online forum, the support of our coaches, the guest faculty workshops, the practice and reflections, all of that is just, it's $397 for the program, or just three payments of $147. And you know, most of us are recognize that we have to invest in our growth and development to be able to realize our higher potentials. You know, Catherine and I have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on our education over the years, and we've found it's been the best investment that we have made. And it's taken us a combined 30 years and all of that investment to really synthesize and bring together this step-by-step process of awakening feminine power. And we are so honored and so proud to be able to access this for women for really the cost of a monthly coaching session for just 3 months, really the duration of the course as it goes. And so we want to encourage you and invite you to join us and say yes to getting the tools, the training, the support that you need to realize these deeper potentials for who you are and who you came here to be. And we want to encourage you to go ahead and choose your payment option, either the three monthly payments, if that's of help to you, or the one payment of $397. And if you click register, it's going to take you to our secure shopping cart where you can check out. And as you're having a look at that, we want to just go back and tell you about our exciting new early registration guest faculty workshop. Now, I know most of you on the line today have had the experience of planning a party or an event, and you know it really helps with for planning purposes to know how many people are going to be participating. And that's one of the things we found with our online programs is that we get inundated at the last minute with everyone registering before the course starts. So it makes it a little stressful for our team to plan the appropriate amount of resources and make sure that everyone has the best experience. And we have 50 team members here at Evolving Wisdom, and they're all organizing around making sure that you guys have the best experience. And so to do that, our team has put together these special early registration bonuses as a thank you for those of you who help us out and go ahead and register early for the program. So this new early registration bonus, if you go ahead and register by next Friday, May 17th, at by midnight Pacific time, we are doing a live virtual workshop hosted by our dear friend and colleague, Marianne Williamson, who is one of the greatest spiritual teachers alive today, on her new the topic of her new book called The Law of Divine Compensation. And she's going to be really focusing on the feminine path to financial abundance. And in this live virtual workshop, exclusive for the women who are going to be a part of the Feminine Power program coming up, we're going to go through the process of learning how to create with the Law of Divine Compensation, which is a very feminine way of creating true, authentic prosperity. You know, for many of us who are heart-centered women, there's been a struggle between making a contribution and being able to make a living. And Marianne's work is very aligned with what we're teaching in the course, and we'll go deeper on focusing on shifting this relationship with money and livelihood so that we can feel a sense of confidence to move in the direction of our own destiny and contribution, knowing that we can create what it is that we need. And we know that this is such a big issue for so many of the women who come into our community. We wanted to work with Marianne to create this special workshop for you to focus specifically on this issue, in this area of wealth and money, and having Jean Houston calls ecological abundance, you know, this sense of confidence that you have everything that you need to be able to make your biggest contribution. So when you go ahead and register by Friday, May 17th, you'll get access to this special workshop with Marianne. And we're also, as an extra gift, going to ship you a hardcover copy of her newest book on the law of divine compensation on work, money, miracles, valued at an extra $24 in addition to the bonus workshop. You'll be receiving that. So we're very excited about that workshop. If you know you want to register for the course, you're called to be a part of it, I want to encourage you to go ahead and register by next Friday so you can participate in that as well. If you scroll down from there again, you'll see the two ways that you can register by clicking on the three monthly payments or one payment of $397. You know, we really wanted to give you everything that you could possibly need so that you have a roadmap to awaken this new power system in your life, that you can become the full embodiment of who you sense you could be in your clearest moments, that you can have the kinds of relationships that you're here to have, so that you can express your creative gifts, you can contribute, and you can finally bridge the gap between the sense of possibility that you have and your ability to create a life that fully expresses it. So if you feel called from the deepest part of you to come join us, and if you don't yet feel like you're on a trajectory to be living your destiny, we want to encourage you to say yes and put a stake in the ground. Give yourself the tools, the training, and support that you need to flourish and thrive. Catherine, do you want to add anything before we end?
I just want to thank everyone for joining us. It's been such an honor to share our work with you and to just share this space of sisterhood. We so look forward to being with you again soon.
So again, you can visit femininepowercourse.com or click on that link on the webpage or in the email that you received with this recording. It's going to take you straight to our course information page, and our team is also standing by for any questions. Thank you so much for joining us. We're so grateful to have you with us. We're standing with you. We're standing for you to fully become yourself and really live the life that you came here to live. Thank you so much, everybody.
Bye-bye. Lots of love.